Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is Alice Fraser speaking, your host Alice Fraser, the Alice Fraser from this dimension, the one you're listening in. As you know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I funnel them to you throughout the week. For lazy listeners who can't find 15 f***ing minutes in a day for gold-class satire, I give you this roundup of the week's highlights. And today's episode marks the 15th of August for the year 2020, as well as the 228th episode of this leap year. Coming up, I will be traversing retrospectively through the week's news, bringing you the best of the best of the most essential coverage from the 24-hour news cycle that is already condensed for you by The Last Post. And as the cold cyber war heated up, on Monday the 10th of August in the year 2020, episode 223, Andrew Zaltzman stopped by to tell us about all things cyber warfare and new egregious plans by big tech, with some glossy punchlines by the clever Alice Fraser.
Tech giants, obviously. I mean, reportedly, things would get even worse. They're reportedly on the verge of developing a new mega weapon in the cyber wars. Not entirely sure what it might be, but it could be a new nuclear level meme, something so addictive that the entire world gets distracted doing their own waspishly amusing fresh takes on a woman looking surprised at a dog humping a lamppost or whatever the nuke meme proves to be, and then they can just, you know, do whatever they want in terms of taking over the world without anyone really noticing, because the memes are so amusing.
And on Tuesday the 11th of August, on episode 224, we had some huge news from conspiracy theorist Tom Ballard involving global-level espionage plots when he reported in on Russia news, with some flashy contributions from the elegant Alice Fraser.
Russian spies are everywhere, Alice, and we need to be constantly vigilant. Are you a Russian spy?
Would I say so if I was?
Exactly! What about you, Boris the producer? Oh, he's shaking his head. That seems legit. Well, there's been a lot of disturbing reports about more Russian meddling lately. Those freaking Ruskies cruelly perverting democracy across the world, which is disgraceful because that's America's job. After reports of Russian interference, the 2016 US presidential election, the Brexit vote, the Scottish independence vote, and the 2019 UK election, yesterday, Alice, we learned that Russia may be interfering with BuzzFeed questionnaires. Over the past month, somehow, 120% of people who took BuzzFeed's Which Disney Princess Are You quiz received the answer Vladimir Putin, while 206% of those who took the Which Glee Character Are You quiz received the answer Vladimir Putin. The integrity of other internet votes are now being questioned after comedy website Chortle posted a poll asking people to vote for the greatest comedian of all time, and the only available option was Yakov Smirnoff. Plus, every one of those click this if you're not a robot questions has been changed to click here if you're not a capitalist American pig. There are also fears that popular gay dating app Grindr might have been compromised after several reports of dick pics being replaced by images of hammers and sickles, aka hammer and dickle.
We were brought all the news on food from Eswatini by disgraced yoga instructress Charlie George on Wednesday the 12th of August, which was episode 225, which featured the struggling biscuit industry and a surprising new tourist attraction, and some top-notch pitching in by the luscious Alice Fraser.
Well, the biscuit industry may need to work on its core values, crumbling attitudes and lack of diversity. Elsewhere on Eswatini, there's a great abundance of diversity in gut bacteria, yes. Marvellous microbiomes are sprouting all over, and actually the flatulence caves of Eswatini have become a top tourist destination, where visitors can pay a fee, to lie on the spongy masses and hear a symphony like no other of experimental gut sounds from some of the best microorganisms and living intestines in the country.
There's an installation like that at Mona in Hobart. The Modern Art Gallery in Hobart has an installation that is exactly that.
Oh my gosh, I must tell my Eswatini friends because they'd love it.
On Thursday, the health and fitness guru of all our dreams, Nish Kumar, returned to The Last Post on the 13th of August, that was, to flex some muscle and tell us about the happenings in the world of totalitarian trends, plus some fabulous presents from the personable Alice Fraser.
The latest trend in totalitarian behaviour, we all know one of the key things to being a totalitarian dictator is a solid, ludicrous portrait. That is absolutely key. That's the thing that ties together all the great totalitarians from Adolf Hitler to Joseph Stalin to Martha Stewart. That's the thing that binds all of them together is the eye for a good portrait. However, the thing that's changing now, the must-have accessory for any self-respecting totalitarian in this day and age is the trembling portrait painted by a terrified dissident you've locked up. Because ultimately, what gets across your reign of terror more than the fear lines? Because that really means you've communicated the fear of your personality into this person who's painting it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Accuracy and hard lines are for pussies who haven't put the fear of God into dissidents.
And on Friday, the 14th of August, episode 227, we were treated to a very special guest and a historical moment, the first cross-dimensional podcast. The Last Post has that honour, breaking that ground, double trouble, and not in the I have a twin brother way, though I do have a twin brother. In the I have an alternate dimension, is it a clone? I don't know. Communication via the space-time glitch has improved so much over the past couple of months that I, Alice Fraser, finally managed to join the other Alice Fraser on this podcast, where we discussed interdimensional sovereign citizens and how their holistic movement to defy the government is going. Some brilliant work from Alice Fraser there, and some competent work from me. Police and authorities are reporting increasing numbers of people calling themselves sovereign citizens, which is to say people who, while still taking advantage of roads and electricity and hospitals, don't believe they are subject to the rules and regulations of other people in society.
Oh no, I'm not sure if I agree with that.
The movement is characterised by hack legalistic terms and pseudoscience, delineating a truly holistic attitude to facts, rules and laws. And by holistic, I mean they think all of them are garbage. And to round this week's roundup off, a quick recap from our most beloved and experienced self-published romance maven, Dancy Lagarde, which featured on yesterday's episode with myself and the other Alice, this advertisement for the new novel, Lord Prancelling's Redemption, the 44th in the Manly Men and the Men Who Love Them series of historical homoerotic detective romance thrillers with a supernatural twist. I hope you enjoy it. Lord Edgard Prancelling is a villain, a blackmailer, a dandy, and a cad. His powdered wig, effete manner, and ruby-encrusted heels hide a tormented soul and surprisingly ridged abdominal muscles.
Ooh. Are his abs creamy?
Doesn't say. It doesn't say in the write-up whether his abs are creamy. Allow me to continue.
His remarkable violet eyes, framed by his gold quizzing glass, look sinisterly cynical, but beneath the beruffled front of his starched linens beats a wounded heart. Thwarted in his villainy by lance and blade in the prequel, The Lord and His Man, Edgard returns, defeated, to the prancing country estates, to lick his pride and brood on his foiled plans and guilt regrets. There he is riding neck or nothing over the menacing moors of Prancing Manor when he encounters an innocent country mensch in dire distress. Gullivant is a country milkman, the illegitimate child of an earl, herding his cows and suppressing his homosexual desires as well as his noble heritage. Caught in the crossfire of a fistfight in the local inn, a head wound has left him disoriented on the moors, stricken with amnesia, and nude.
Oh, very nice.
He knows he's not meant to tell anyone he's the gay heir to a vast fortune, but he can't remember why. Lord Prancing, infinitely villainous, sweeps up Gullivant to deprave in the cackling privacy of his own manor, but is suddenly struck by tender protective urges to shield the innocent flower of manhood who has fallen thus unwitting and unclothed into his degenerate lace-beruffled clutches. Prancing's heart longs for more than just a meaningless sadomasochistic fling with an amnesiac milkman. Gullivant, unaware of Edgard's degenerate reputation, is stricken by a sexy hero worship for his noble rescuer and wishes only to succumb to the lure of his lavender eyes and abdominal array. Why then has the conscienceless Edgard suddenly been stricken by an urge to protect rather than debauch Gullivant? Could it be true love? Only by reluctantly having sex can they possibly find out. How will Gullivant react to Prancing's history of sinister deviance and villainous cackling? Will he ever forgive the man and fall into his surprisingly muscular arms? It's not until the ghost of the family werewolf let loose on the full moon from the Lord's private crypt emerges to howl a prophecy of true love at the lowering sky that Edgard realizes he may have met his mate. With a cameo appearance from Lord Lance and his luscious valet, Blade, and a heartwarming Christmas vignette with Edgard's adorably lisping adopted niece, Lord Prancing's Redemption will worm its way into your heart. The Guardian called Lord Prancing's Redemption a refreshing redemption of the mincing dandy trope, and the Times called it achingly anachronistic in its depiction of social attitudes to homosexuality. Available now in all adult bookstores and post-structural social studies lecture theatres. Thank you for listening to the Roundup edition from this week's The Last Post. Subscribe to get all the latest news from this dimension at The Bugle Presents The Last Post. Go back in the feed to find the full versions of the episodes you heard the highlights from today. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative. On Instagram and Twitter, that's @alliterative. Avoid Facebook, I don't use it anymore really anyway. Find me also on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there to get free downloads of all of my specials and all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.